Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I almost missed my cue here. I was looking at some updates in the news feed over there on Facebook, and boy, oh boy, there are some funny things, and there are some strange things that people are doing. Oh, my goodness. So, if you ever, sometimes you just want a good laugh, you just tune in to Facebook, and let me tell you, you will get one. There's some funny stuff out there. So we are just thankful and grateful that you're here today. We're here today. This is another day and another opportunity to get it right. Well, welcome if it's your first time tuning in. I'm glad you found us. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Please don't forget that you can give us your feedback to the show on Facebook. We have a designated page for the show. And we also have some other social media sites out there where you can contact us or you can make comments about the show. And I'm excited today about our topic today. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about. I know I say that right with every topic. Every topic is my favorite topic because I get to pick the topics. But you can pick the topics as well. If you would like to send a show topic or a show thing to talk about, just please inbox it to me on Facebook. You can find me under Coach Lalisa on Facebook, and you can send me an inbox and say, hey, you know, I listened to the show in the morning and I got a suggestion for a topic that you can talk about it, and or if you would like to be a guest on my show. If you have a topic or something that you want to present, a topic. When I say something, I mean maybe it's your business. Maybe we'll talk about your business. Maybe we'll talk about your book. Or maybe you have a motivational album or a CD or whatever they're called these days. iTunes. Maybe you have something that you want to share with people. But we are excited. So if you have that, you can always inbox me as well with that. Again, Coach Lalisa on Facebook. And my topic today that I'm so excited about is part of what I do each and every morning that I'm here. But I get to talk about it, and that is my topic for today is, are you ready for this? I mean, I should have had the drum roll. You know, drum roll. Yeah. Ba-bing. Get up and get going. Get up and get going. Get up and get going with your life. Get up and get going with that new idea. Get up and get going with that new concept or that new opportunity or just that new thing. You know, get up and get going. You know, sometimes you just need to hear somebody else say it. You know, you've been saying it to yourself for days or weeks or months or even years. And somehow a rank stranger comes along and says it, and all of a sudden, pada bing, pada boom, it just hits. And you're like, yeah, I can do it now. I can do it now. And it's, you know, it's one thing about having a coach, because I know a lot of people, they would love to have a personal coach, but they can't really afford it. And so you tune in, or they don't want to put that expense into their budget at that moment for some reason, but they still want that benefit of having that coach, that person that's going to hold you accountable, or that person that's going to challenge you or challenge your assumptions. So you can come and get it from me for free on Monday through Friday morning. So get me while you can. But remember now, this show is only 30 minutes long. And, you know, plus or minus a few, hiccups here and there, or the intro to the show is like a minute and a half. So it's not a pure 30 minutes, but it's close, right? So that's not enough time, though, to really, you know, dig deep past all the things that's hiding the true you, right? There, I'm telling you, trust and believe me, this time, our time on Earth, whatever time it is usually just enough time to dig past all the things that are hiding the true you. And some people might say, well, what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about, hiding the true me. Well, think about, ever since you were a kid, right, there were things happening in your life. There were things you were experiencing that could have been hiding the true you. So here's my thing today, my message today to you is get up, get going. You know, get off that nail, get off that, you know, stop sitting on the sidelines. Stop just looking in to the lenses or the window of somebody else's life and get up and get going with your life. What legacy will you leave? What difference are you making in the world? What will your grandchildren be able to talk about, things that you've done, or your great-grandchildren, or your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, or maybe you don't have grandchildren, maybe it will be your nieces and nephews. Right? What will they be able to talk about? What will your legacy be? The people on your job, the people at your local houses of worship, what will they be able to say about you once you're gone? But if you don't get up and get going and do something, I know there is something that you can do with your life, something great, something spectacular, something that's even miraculous. Because God has placed miracles inside of us. And so you're just a miracle waiting to happen. You're a miracle waiting to happen. Now go out there and make it happen. If it's on your job, when you go on your job today, what can you make happen that's, you know, just shy of a miracle for your company, for your organization? I remember back in 1980, January. I did a lot of things in January, you know. In January 1980, I went into the military. That was life-changing. And then January 1990, exactly 10 years later, I never thought of it like that. January 1990, I entered into my first semester in college. After having been a high school dropout, I did a lot of things. This January 2014, I interviewed for my highest position I've ever held in an organization other than my own company, which obviously in your own company, you're going to hold the highest position, typically the CEO, maybe unless you start a company and hire somebody else to run it for you. But even at that, you're still the owner, so you still have the highest position per se. And so that happened in January 2014 when I got hired as the assistant to the vice president for academic affairs. So a lot of things happened for me in January. I need to start looking to January. From now on, when January comes, I'll be even more excited because I'm like, ooh, something great is about to happen. Yeah. I can't wait to see what's going to happen in January 2020. That's a powerful year. You know, that's the year that President Obama said he had wanted to see 5 million more people in college. And I think I'm so happy that, you know, I get a chance to be a part of our president's initiative. I'm so happy about that. I'm like, God, you did that. You know, not just because he's an African-American president, but that does add a twist to it. And so I get to go and speak at Troy Hills, Persephone Hills High School next Friday. And I am so excited to go and speak to these students during their Black History Month, the last day, next to the last day of the month, and I get to speak and I get to talk about these 5 million more college graduates by the year 2020. That's just 5 years from now, and that group of students that I will be speaking to, most of them seniors, will absolutely be that group of students that's filling the bucket for that 5 million. I can't wait. And I don't even have to prepare a speech, pretty much. I already have what I'm going to say, because just to be able to talk to them about where they sit. So when I say get up and get going, I mean get up and get going. So it reminds me of when I was in the military back in 1980. And, you know, and when you're in the military, you know, you got to get up and you got to get going. So I got up and I got going, and I joined the military. But back then, if you came up with, and when we were in the military, right after we left boot camp and went to our designated duty stations, we called it then. I don't know what they call it today. But you would get sent to your duty station, and on your duty station is whatever rank, whatever rate you had chosen to feel to work in. So for me, I was a jet mechanic. So by the time I went to my duty station, which was Virginia, and I worked on F-14s. That was the squadron they assigned me to. It was the biggest VF-101, the biggest shore-based squadron in the country at that time. And so we had, I don't forget how many airplanes we had, but like I think we had like over 100, maybe like 100. And I know our squad number was VF-101. I don't know how many planes we had, but I think we had at least like 100 or something. And I remember was we were working on these planes, and they would tell us that if you came up with a new idea, they would pay you. Yeah, the federal government would pay you, and they probably still do, if you come up with a new idea, a way to save the military money or to save your command money. And I never forget, and every month they gave this money out because there was always people coming up with ways to cut costs or to raise productivity, which at the end of the day cuts costs. I remember this person that came up with an idea and they got a lot of money. And same thing when I worked for the airlines in 1998, same kind of concept. They would pay you if you came up with some way to save the company money. So I'm saying, when you go into your job, is there something, or your business or whatever, is there something that you could come up with that would help the company out? You know, that's what companies want. That's what they look for. What can you do to either increase productivity or cut costs? Those are like the two big things, if you can do those two things. Improve or increase productivity, or decrease or cut costs. If you can do those two things, and if you can do all those things, that's even better. But that's what we're going, that's what we go to work to do, to see how we can do that. We don't just go to work and do our jobs. Unless, of course, your job, that's what your, well, everybody's job is that. Because you can, one way to raise productivity is to get more customers. And that can also raise the level of productivity, because the more customers you have, the more you have to produce. So that right there, productivity is increased. Or you could have customers already, but customers, you know, aren't happy, so they're not purchasing as much from you. And so a way to improve that productivity would be to, you know, have better customer service, you know, make your customer more happy, and or provide them with more products and services that they really like and want and can use, and that can also increase productivity. And then to cut costs, it's really not, sometimes there's not a lot you can do to cut costs, but look to a new supplier. Sometimes that's the only way. Or you could also cut costs by being less wasteful and, you know, utilizing more of the facilities or whatever you may have there. But, yeah, that's what we're going to work for. So when you go to work, get up and get going. Go into that job. That's what I do on my job, and I absolutely love trying to come up with ways to be more efficient, sometimes just being more efficient. So get going with your efficiency, you know, your efficiency mandate on today, even if you're in your own business, if you are an entrepreneur. Listen to me and hear me loud and clear. If you are an entrepreneur, you really need to get up and get going because it's your own business and you ought to be working every single day and looking for ways to cut costs and or improve productivity. All right? Improve it, increase it, or something. In other words, that's what we pay you the big bucks for. But you can't do that if you don't get going. So I just said all that because some people wonder, well, what should I get going and what should I be doing, you know, as I get going? And the same thing in your personal life, you know, get up and get going with your personal life. If you need to start working out, get up and get going. Get up and get going. No, literally, like right now you can be doing some leg lifts as you're sitting there. Well, not while you're driving. So for those of you driving, please do not try this in a moving car unless you're in the back seat somewhere. But you can do, and you know, if you're sitting down, you can do crunches, right? If you're sitting, as a matter of fact, I'm doing like 3 or 4 of them right now. You can do some crunches as you're sitting there. You can do, you know, arm lifts. You can do circles. You know, so there are things you can get up and get going with your exercise. You can get up and get going with your finances. Things in the finances that we can do. I had a person tell me just the other day that she read my book, Create Your Financial Success, and she said that because of that book, she was able to cut some of her spending because she's no longer spending on things that are really not serving her purpose or serving some goal that she's working on. And I was like, oh, wow, you really read the book. I mean, she's my friend. She bought the book, so I just figured she bought it because she's my friend. She's like, oh, no, whenever I find a good book, I actually read it. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I'll make sure I let people know that this book can really help you, even though I know that. But, you know, sometimes you don't want to toot your own horn, so to speak. But it's other people tooting it, so I'm just retooting what she tooted. Hey, there you go, tweet. Retweet. Maybe that's how they came up with Twitter, because people toot something. Toot, and they didn't like toot, so they said they go with tweet. It's cuter, right? A little bird. Tweet, tweet. But Twitter, yeah, that was a day. They were a genius, you know. These people come up with these ideas, but maybe you can get going and you can come up with an idea. But remember now, it has to be something that helps people. So what Twitter has, you can imagine. Look at all the businesses. Oh, my God. The businesses, actors and actresses. The media people use Twitter better, more than anybody. And I remember when Twitter first came out, people were like, oh, no, that's stupid. Who would only want to write 140 characters? That's not enough. They were dogging Twitter. And look at it now. Twitter is the hottest gadget or social media tool that the people in especially the media, when a lot of this stuff first hit, oh, the media act like they don't want no parts of Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. And look at them now. They act like they own it, you know what I'm saying? Isn't that like some people in the beginning, they don't want to have anything to do with it, and then after it blows up, now they want to act like they own it? That's pretty funny, right? So, yeah, but get up. Get going. Maybe you have a big idea. So get going with your finances. Get going with your jobs. And what if you went to work today and got going and got up and got going? What would your supervisor think? And they might be a little shocked. It's like, whoa, you coming up with ideas after you've been working here 50 years and you haven't offered up a single idea? Who does that? Who does that? So I know some people do it. I did it years ago. I did it, I have to admit, years and years and years ago. But I was always trying to come up with something. I was born get up and going. When I was a little girl, right, it all started, right? It all started when I was just a little kid. To have this get up and going. People see me now, you know, at 58, and they think, oh, wow, you know, she's got a lot of energy. But I came out my mom's womb, you know, kind of like kicking and screaming, you know. And they didn't even have to slap me, right? But when I was this little girl, like, you know, age four, you know, I would always go outside and I wanted to get on the wagon. I was running here. You know, we had wagons back then, right, the little red thing. And my sisters were seven of us. When I was five, it wasn't seven of us, because when I was five, there was only four of us. Yes. There was five of us. When I was five, there was five of us, because there's two older than me and two younger than I am, and the one is 2 years younger, and the other, he's 4 years younger. So when I was five, he was a baby, and there was five of us. And so we would be out there playing, running, just having ourselves a ball, right? And then we moved. When I was five, we moved to this new community. But I didn't stay in the house, and, you know, was like scared. We're somewhere new. I was out there playing with kids. My sister told me from the day we moved in, you know, they're all in there unpacking and doing stuff. I'm outside playing with the kids I don't even know. And then when I got into the fifth grade, we moved again. So my mom was also a get up and get going kind of woman. So when I got into the fifth grade, we moved again. And so we moved to Rockdale Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'll never forget it. And we moved there into this apartment building. Well, again, my other siblings, you know, by this time there was seven of us. So we get inside, and they're helping out, you know. And my baby sister was maybe like one at the time. And they're all in there unpacking and doing what they do. I'm outside, you know, brand new neighborhood, don't know nobody. We moved into this apartment building that had like four or five floors, and it was like a little complex apartment building. It was one of those little apartment buildings that's kind of, it's closed, that has like a little courtyard area, and you have your balconies, right? Oh, I wasn't comfortable with just sitting on the balcony looking over. I wanted to be down there in the mix, because of my whole get up and go kind of thing, right? And I don't even give people a chance to see if they like me or not. I'm already out there playing. I'm your friend, right? So that's fifth grade. And then by eighth grade, we moved to another community in a whole other area of town. And again, same thing. I'm not inside on the day of the move. I'm outdoors playing with meeting Roz across the street. She and I are still friends today. Meeting Dorothy and meeting people, it was so funny. But years later, you know, my sister, who's 2 years older than I am, she told me that. She said, Lisa, you know, when we were kids, you didn't care. You would just be out there meeting new people. You know, you've been like this your whole life. And I was like, wow. You know, I never thought of it like that. But so I believe in this whole get up and get going and get going and get away. Sometimes get going means get away. Sometimes you have to get away from people who are trying to hold you back. Well, not sometimes, all the time. Not sometimes. Let me take that back. Always get away from people who are trying to hold you back. Now, it may take a while. You can't, like, say, for instance, somebody on your job is trying to hold you back. You can't just up and quit because you need your paycheck. You got your things to do. You got your things to fund. You know, like now I have my job, yes, but it funds my business. So just because you work doesn't mean you're not being true to your entrepreneurship. But so you have to get up and get going and get away from people that don't mean you any good or don't support you. And what I want to tell you today is I want to tell you that what I think you should do is go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated. Go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated. So with that being said, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to let you know that if you do want to make a comment, ask a question, now's the time to do it. We have about 6 minutes left to the broadcast, and 6 minutes is a lot of time in radio time. Well, not a lot of time, but it's time enough. So if you just dial in 347-945, that's you, Carol. I know you said sometimes you're listening and you want to say something. Well, I'm calling you out, Carol. You can dial in 347. I'll give you the number again, 347-945. 7991. As a matter of fact, put that in your cell phone, put it on your speed dial, whatever you need to do, and just, you know, dial in. And when you dial in, though, you have to hit your number one key, because I do see people's numbers on the switchboard, but I don't want to hit your key. And I know somebody was excited about this show today. I was looking in the episode in the archives, and I always look at past shows to see if people are actually listening, downloading, and watching, and they are. So I thank you, and I appreciate you for listening to the show and downloading the show, and because I know some people can't listen at 7 a.m. because they're asleep getting off work, or they're still asleep because they need to be up later and all these different things, and sometimes they're getting ready for work and they can't really listen. So I appreciate you going back and listening to it in the archives, and I thank God for Blog Talk Radio hosting it there for you to be able to do that. But yeah, so dial in 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key, and I will know to open up your phone line. It's too funny. But yeah, so I went into the archives and I was looking to see, you know, that we had activity on the previous day's show. And because that gives me momentum as well. I mean, you know, you're right. Like, well, Lisa, you know, I can see you talking for 2 or 3 hours straight. Sure, it's absolutely my gift and my skill that God has given me to be able to speak and be a public speaker and all those things. Some people are not good at it or scared or nervous, whatever, but I'm not at all for the most part. I'm sometimes a little nervous, but never scared. But, you know, sometimes you always get nervous, right? Because, hey, you never know the audience. But you're not scared of it because it's what God has gifted you to do. And, but it also helps still to have, you know, to know that people do want to tune in and they do want to hear what you have to say. So I so appreciate you and love you for that and hope to someday meet you. But yeah, Carol, I'm calling you out, girl. You dial in 347-945-7991 and you hit the number one key. But let me tell you, it was so funny because I went into the archives and today's show, which hadn't even aired yet, there were listeners in the archives. I'm like, how did that happen? How did somebody, there were two actually. I'm like, how did we get listeners on a show that hasn't even been recorded yet? So hopefully that was God's way of showing me that, you know what, your show was going places and you have people that want to listen that and the show hasn't even happened yet. So I thought that was pretty cute. But yeah, I would love to for you to make your comment. I don't care if you got babies screaming in the background. You know, it's a radio show. It happens, you know. You ever know when you used to listen to the radio on the radio airways and they would tell the people to turn down their radio because they could get all that feedback. So I don't have to tell you to do that because feedback, we accept it. But I just want you to get up and get going. And don't forget, go today. I want you to keep this in the back of your mind. Go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated. All right? Go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated. Now, I heard that at a women's conference some years ago. And I believe the very first person I heard say that was Dr. Susan Johnson Cook. She's a pastor and minister woman out of the New York area, just an awesome, dynamic woman. You know several of the books that she's written, and she's was traveling around the country for a while with Bishop T.D. Jakes with his God's Leading Ladies Conference 10 years ago. But I heard her say that 10 years ago, and I've never forgotten it. It's one of my mantras, go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated. You know, we don't have to settle for just being tolerated. We can get up and get going and go where we're celebrated. Now, again, don't just up and leave your job where you're only being tolerated at. But do make preparation to be in a job where they celebrate you. Do make preparation. You can have that, and you deserve that, and you can get it. You see, a lot of times we don't think about being promoted. You know, I think about Sheryl Sandberg, you know, the lady from, I believe she was from Google or one of those companies, and she wrote the book Lean In. We need to read that book, even if we don't believe everything that she is saying. But, you know, we need to believe in being promoted. You know, who are you not to be the vice president or the president of someone's company? Who are we not? Why do we shrink back and think that, you know, I couldn't do that or I shouldn't go for that? Yes, you should. You should get up and get going. If you're an author Who are you to think that your book shouldn't sell a million copies, that you shouldn't be on the number one best-selling list? Who are you to think that? You can do it. Get up and get going and go out there and promote your book. Promote this radio show. Who am I to think that this radio show shouldn't have a million listeners, 3.6 million listeners? Who am I to think that? Why? You have to get up and get going. Come on, y'all. We're going to do this. I'm telling you. I know it just sounds like a little topic. It just sounds like, oh, you know, that's just something, you know, that's a little something. No, this is big. This is bigger than big. This is bigger than big. Just mark this day down in history. It was Black History Month and all that, but mark this day down in history. This is February the 20th. This is your get up and your get going day. This is your, no more playing small, no more waiting around for people to say that you got it. You got it. I'm telling you, you got it. And get up and get going with it. You got enough right now. You got enough in your hands right now to get up and to get going with it. I don't care what it is. I don't care how foolish it sounds. I don't care. Because you know what? The enemy has a way to make us think that the stuff we have is foolish. No, it's not foolish. It's the devil's foolish. He's foolish to think that one day you weren't going to tune into this show and that one day God wasn't going to give me a message of get up and get going. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to preach that the next time somebody invites me to preach somewhere. And I think I'm going to turn to a couple people in the Bible that got up and got going. I'll talk about Ruth. Ruth got up and got going. Rahab, you know that, the prostitute. Yeah, she got up and she got going. I think I'm going to talk about David. David, he definitely got up and got going. When David's, when his son had died after he had killed Bathsheba's husband, and he was laying in the floor prostrate before the Lord, and he got up. But after he prayed, he got up and he got going, and he ended up having Solomon and doing some other great and mighty things for the Lord. Paul got up after he got knocked off that horse and was blinded. Let me tell you, Paul got up and Paul got going. We know Peter got up and got, come on now. Peter got, Peter didn't only get up and get going, Peter got out the boat and got going. Oh, that's going to be, I'm going to add that to the sermon too. Yeah, get up and get, I don't care if you are a drunk, I don't care if you are a drug addict, I don't care if you are a prostitute, I don't care if you are in prison. They better not let them reentry people get a hold of me, because I got a thing or two to tell them. Get up and get going. I don't care if you had five babies and no baby daddy's around to help you out and you had to do it all by yourself. Get up and get going. I don't care if they threw you out of every high school in the country. Get up and get, make your own school. There you go. Anyway, so obviously I could talk about this all day. I'm already 3 minutes over and I got to get dressed and get out this house. But I thank you for this. I'm fired up. I'm going to get up and get going. I'm about to get up and get going right now. Say amen, somebody. I feel like shouting over here. This is, wow, you know, it just hit me. I get these messages from the Lord. I just ask God, God, give me a topic, give me a title, and I just put it out there, and I let him do the rest. So I really believe that this is a Holy Ghost topic. You know, I think God wants us to get up and get going with the things that he has put down on the inside of you. Some of you that it has been laying dormant far too long, but not really too long, because right now is the right time for you to get up and get going. Right now, I believe the atmosphere is set for you to do it. I believe God is releasing some things into your life right now that is going to allow you to get up and get going on that job. You're going to make a difference. If it's your business, you're going to make a difference in that community. If it's some project that you have been wanting to present to somebody, I believe that God is now, as you get up and get going with it in your hand, God's going to open the door for you to go and for you to share it. I don't care if it's sharing it with Steve Harvey or Oprah Winfrey or President Obama, for that matter. You can share it with whoever you want to share it with. I just think that this is the time to get up, get it going. If you need to get to that bank and get that loan, get that backing for your project, get up, get going. There's government. I put on my Facebook page the group of people that that are part of the team that I, when I do the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, I put on there that the Small Business Administration, they're having a free training where they're going to teach you what you need to do to be 8A certified. And that training isn't always free, but it's free now. So take advantage of it. If you have to take off work and attend, if you're in your state, wherever you're at, they will have something similar. You need to go and contact the Small Business Administration, the SBA. And you can go right online, sba.gov, go to their website and see what agency they have in your area, and you can look at it and get ready. Even they may say, well, you need to be in business for 2 years. Well, guess what? This is 2015. 2017 is coming. So if you don't do it now, guess what? 2 years will go by and you still won't have done it. Get up. Get going. Get it done. All right. God bless. Love you. We'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, tell somebody about the show. This has been Coach Lalisa. God bless.